There really is very little debate when it comes to entrepreneurs and SMEs being at the heart of any sustainable long-term economic turnaround in South Africa. And it's wonderful to witness things like the president changing the narrative, saying that we need to make heroes of our entrepreneurs as he did at the investment summit dinner. But I think the how is where we perhaps get hopelessly lost from a policy perspective in particular. And the issue formed the centerpiece of a very interesting article published in the most recent issue of the Wits Business School Journal, written by Boris Urban, Professor and Program Director in the Master of Management in Entrepreneurship and New Ventures Creation over at the Business School. Evening, Professor.
Good evening. Thank you, Michael.
Now, we've got this very Schumpeterian view of business being creatively destructive and entrepreneurs coming into the marketplace and, as we see with the so often talked about Ubers and Airbnbs of this world, destroying one industry as they create a new industry. In South Africa at the moment, the conversation always tends to focus on the destructive part of the value creation. Why is this? How do we move the conversation beyond that?
Quite right. And there's been a lot of, obviously, attention towards these folks that are, you know, almost perceived as heroes. And in many ways, it's sort of a myth perpetuating because it's charismatically charged entrepreneurship. It's a very popular term that's used nowadays. And we tend to obviously focus on these so-called heroes, the revolutionaries, the guys that make big breakthroughs. But really what we need is a critical mass of sort of middle-class entrepreneurs, if you will, and not just in the high-tech space, where really you're going to get a number of entrepreneurs creating viable small businesses, not just entrepreneurial ventures. And perhaps that's an important distinction as well, that, you know, employing two or three folks is just as important as, you know, coming up with the next big thing.
And I think we do, perhaps from a policy perspective, we tend to come at this a multitude of different directions. So I've had it put to me from the guys at Vantage Capital that we need to focus more on the gazelles and the scalable 100-plus entrepreneurs who already have a product and a concept but can scale quickly and all of a sudden at a factor of 10 employ 1,000 from 100. And then I've had it put to me that we need to come at this from a more bottom-up approach. Let's support the mom and pops, get them employing one or two extra people, and we might to be able to make inroads. But I think what ties all of this together is the research and the evidence base that we are coming at this from. And the Small Business Institute, were on the show this earlier this year, saying their focus is going to be on helping develop good science-based research from which we can make these policy choices. Because currently, we just don't seem to have it. Everything's done sort of reflexively. Would you say that's a fair comment?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's really the gap where we find ourselves in South Africa, where we actually don't have enough logical, data-driven arguments and theory to support what we're doing. You know, entrepreneurs, after all, want things that work, that are replicable, and that's going to result in certain outcomes. And at the moment, I mean, it's become whole industry incubators, hubs, accelerators. But the point is, you know, we need to start driving this in terms of more research-based evidence.
It's so ironic, isn't it, that we see the spawning of a whole industry to support entrepreneurs and small businesses in the incubators and the hubs, yet our rates of new business creation and generation are still very low by our peer group standards. Why is it, you know, if you were to put your finger on why that is, why is it so hard to start a business in South Africa?
Well, it's not according to the sort of business reports, according to data out there, it's not that difficult. I don't think a lot of it's got to do with structural problems, which, you know, we've sort of discussed to death, you know, in terms of wherever you talk, it's about barriers to entry, it's about regulation, red tape. But the other side of the coin, equally important, is the agency, the entrepreneur. How much do I want to do this and can I do it? And it's those skill-based competencies that are lacking in a large portion of the population. You know, people are quick to want to start a business, but when you actually have to start, you're going to ask yourself, can I really do this? Do I have the confidence in my abilities to execute X, Y, Z?
And it comes back to an earlier point raised by Rob Towell on the market commentary slot around not only the skills, but the fundability of businesses at the moment. It's always said that access to funding, it's one of the top three problems for small businesses out there. Banks won't lend to us. Fair weather bankers. The problem is the fundamental issue around a business model or putting together a fundable package, and we don't seem to have the requisite skills there. So I think the skills issue is a big one. When we look at the structural barriers, and we talk about here about red tape in particular, Red tape, I think in South Africa, we often think of things like regulation. We often think of the things like a time spent to register a business or an IP or a trademark. But what about corruption? What about nepotism and cronyism and all of those rent-seeking activities that have become so commonplace in the South African economy that really suck the lifeblood and energy and momentum out of business?
That's exactly it. And that's really the sort of detrimental part of the sort of structural environment. Yes, I mean, if you look at the Doing Business World report, we're actually not too bad in opening up and starting a business in terms of regulatory environments. We have institutions that work fairly well, but the problem is the quality of the institutions. As you said, corruption has creeped in. You know, often people basically just can't get to the right person or they get hoodwinked. I can tell you so many of my students have brilliant ideas, brilliant propositions. They go to some of the developmental agencies, they get turned away and that idea is floating around and it's turned into a business a couple of months later. So there is a lot of, unfortunately, poor quality people sometimes involved in sort of giving advice and obviously administering these financial instruments as well.
When it comes to teaching entrepreneurship, I mean, you're a program director in an institute that is out there teaching entrepreneurship. And people say, no, you can't do it. You're born with it. It's this mythic idea, back to your earlier point about the hero, that you're either born with it or you're not. But there are certain things that we can equip people with in terms of the skills to be successful in business. What are some of the keys? We're talking in a very pithy sense here because we don't have a lot of time, but what are some of those keys?
And that's an interesting point, Michael, that you know, this whole argument whether you know they're born or made, I mean, the last 30 years has sort of unequivocally proved that about two-thirds of entrepreneurial skills are actually learned. And they're not necessarily learned in a classroom. I'm not advocating that. But they learn through vicarious learning. They learn through family role models. They are learned behaviors. And that's why, you know, it's everything from management right through opportunity recognition that we're making huge inroads. Things we didn't know a couple of years back, we're able to understand now with the growth in neuroscience, how entrepreneurs think differently from others, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, back to my earlier issue here around understanding the so-called ecosystem, that buzzword that we love to use around entrepreneurship. What do we need to do to better understand our entrepreneurship ecosystem, to develop that body of research that we can at least lay before the key decision makers, generally the politicians, to say this is what the ecosystem looks like. This is what we need to do from a policy perspective to really support small businesses.
So there's been a flurry of activity in terms of the entrepreneurial ecosystem. As you said, it's a buzzword. Some say it's a bogus buzzword. But then nevertheless, entrepreneurship has to be part of a bigger ecosystem. So unless you have economic growth, unless you have money in the country, disposable income, it's an idle activity to really talk about an entrepreneurship ecosystem. It's the bigger ecosystem that's very important. But the one thing that's very important, I think, with any entrepreneurial ecosystem is this ability to connect different parts. Everything should be connected to everything else. And it's not. It's not in this country. You know, we have different departments doing different things, policies at this juncture, labor laws, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot of fragmentation in the ecosystem.
Right. So if from your perspective, what I'm hearing, therefore, is the gaps, the glaring gaps are in the fragmentation as well. If we could bring all of that to see a cohesive whole of how small business X or Y gets up and out of bed every morning and experiences their day, then we can have a better impact. We're at a stage now where the whole country seems to be in pause mode. We're waiting. And I don't mean that with any pun intended about a rummer pause, but it is a rummer pause here. You know, we are waiting for the general election. We're waiting for a new cabinet. We're waiting for new ideas, for a new sense of energy. Would you do away with the small business department if we were to reconfigure cabinets and provide the best possible cabinet for small business to have its issues heard and to succeed in the sort of new dawn South Africa that we all hope to see?
I'm not convinced that any sort of central government initiative is going to work for entrepreneurship. You know, it is such a varied a local sort of development that takes place sort of on the ground, different regions, even in different sort of cities, that any sort of central coordination is going to actually be very faulty. And I've yet to be convinced that this can actually work at that level. Sure, there must be interventions, there must be policies, but create the right incentives, create the right rules of the games, and then perhaps get out of the way.
Well, Professor, I think you took the words right out of my mouth there. I think the best thing government can do is to get out of the way of business of almost whatever size in this country, because when we look at our problems, the bulk of them, let's face it, have been because of government. And business is thriving where it is in spite of government, not because of it. So, Professor, thank you very much for sharing your insights with us tonight. That's all the time we have for.
Thank you.
That was Boris Urban, Professor and Program Director and Master of Management in Entrepreneurship and New Venture Creation at Wits Business School. Let's find out what's happening out on the roads now with Pusa Letso.